This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Everyone sucks.
Yeah.
And you think this week's books suck?
Yeah, most of them. Actually, really? No, I'd say it's probably 50-50.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I want to get things going on at least something that I liked a lot first. Okay. So that when the hatred comes. Aquaman.
Yes.
Was really good.
Awesome. It was just, yeah. I'd almost say it's probably one of the best issues, I think.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just because, like, it's the final issue of that arc, and it actually doesn't go out with a whimper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, the arc itself, I mean, it's, even though that it's kind of broken up into smaller storylines, it's really been, you know, like 15 issues coming.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I'm curious to see where it's going to go from here. But the first thing I really liked about this is the variant cover. It, with Black Manta standing with the trident.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Aquaman, like, face first in the waves.
Mm-hmm.
That looked awesome. And right away, yeah. I was like, man, oh, man, that's a great cover. And then the issue itself was just fantastic. I liked the way that they had him beating up Nemo.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, basically it's all the him telling what's going on.
Right.
Over the scenes of him just utterly destroying all of them.
Right. Yeah.
Was great. And I liked, you know, once it wrapped up, like the fighting part of it wrapped up and he's there, you know, at the White House. Basically, you know, I appreciate how he decided to end it by saying, listen, you know, war doesn't just stop. You know, both sides can't just say, okay, we're done. Someone has to win. Someone has to lose. And you know what? I'll lose. I don't care.
Right.
You know, this is how I'm going to do it. So I surrender. You win. And, you know, now let's move on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I liked it how also, like, when he's beating up Nemo, mm-hmm. and Manta's like, oh, well, he always holds back, blah, blah, blah. And then this time he's not holding back.
Yeah.
And then Manta's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, because I liked it because he had had enough, like, as a person.
Yeah.
He'd had enough. He'd had enough being doubted by his friends at the Justice League. He'd had enough of America pretty much crapping on Atlantis. And, you know, he'd definitely had enough of Nemo. So.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this, it was a great way to wrap up the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also push it forward. But mm-hmm. I thought that, you know, I like him standing in the Oval Office with all the Secret Service. Like, everybody's got their guns on him. Mm-hmm. And he's just casually like, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Right.
Just hanging out. And I thought that the interaction between him and Superman
mm-hmm.
was terrific.
Yep.
You know, the little conversation in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
This issue, it was a lot of, like, little stuff that added up to a really fantastic comic.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the only thing that, now that you say that, the Oval Office part mm-hmm. is the only thing that really I frown on, I guess. Just that, you know, it's Obama, right? So it's like the thing that we've talked about 100 times is, you know, 5 years down the road, I read this arc again, I know what time, place it's going to be.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Instead
yeah,
of having, like, a made-up president or, not even like a clear, it could have been like a dark figure or not even shown his face type thing, you know? So, but yeah. I mean, that's just like a little personal nitpick thing. So
that's, yeah, it's the same thing I say that I probably said it on the show a dozen times. I don't mind the fact that they use like a real person, but it bothers me that they date things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, exactly like what you said, it just, you can't go back and read it, you know, thinking, oh, this relates to today. And right, then yeah. You're like, oh yeah, that's right. This was a 90s comic, or this was, you know, in 2016, you know, or right. Whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably my one nitpick, but the way it was done, though, with the whole interaction, you know, just everything about it, when he gives Black Man his helmet and then gives him the trident and everything else, I thought that it was really well done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely.
And then, of course, it sets itself up for more, you know, at the end when, uh-huh. when you see her crawling up on the shore.
Yep. Which I'm glad it was her and not Black Manta.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, you gotta expect Black Manta to show back up at some point.
Well, yeah, sure.
But it you're right. I'm glad that they didn't, like, immediately put him right back in the forefront.
Right.
You know, think about it. I also liked the stuff with Mira at the end. Where mm-hmm. they're still like, no, yeah, that prophecy's still on. Like,
right, yeah.
You know, I don't care that this whole thing's done. Like, you're still going to be the downfall of everything. Mm-hmm. So stay away from everybody.
Yeah. The mirror stuff has always been great, I think. So
I didn't really like it because it kind of took away from some of the comic, like the main storyline that I was enjoying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I have gone back and I haven't done a full read through a second time, but I've kind of skimmed through the other issues.
Right.
And it definitely, it feels better than I originally thought.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which book do you want me to trash next?
Oh, how about Green Lanterns?
Oh my goodness.
You're going to be... Go ahead, because you're going to be surprised what I have to say, kind of.
Oh, my goodness. I can't anymore with this book. That mm-hmm. it's enough. It is enough. I get it. She has anxiety. You don't need to tell me for 15 issues multiple times that she has anxiety. I just don't care. I do not care anymore about this book. And then they have to bring freaking Batman in at the end, and it's like, well, I guess I'm reading the next issue because I'm an idiot.
See, for me, like I was saying earlier, kind of offline, I enjoyed this issue, but I think it's 10 issues too late. Like, they should have had it like issue 5, where they're dealing with... I mean, I know they couldn't because they didn't really get along in issue 5, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But now it actually shows that they're partners and that, you know, he's there for whether he wants to get in their Green Lantern pajamas or not.
Right.
It's a different story if he's just being a friend. But, like, okay, the first... Like you said, 14 issues, you're beating us over the head with the anxiety part, right?
Yep.
Okay, so if we would have had this issue earlier, we wouldn't have to be beaten over the head with it all the time.
Well, and also, the biggest problem I have with it is, in the last issue or 2 issues ago, she overcame this crap.
Right, yeah. But...
And now she's right back. It's like none of that happened.
Well, but it doesn't, though, because she says that. She says that because, like, as soon as she gets out of the bed and then as soon as she gets back in the bed, like, for the next day, or that night, then it all starts all over again. And that's how anxiety is for people, no, I guess.
I understand that. But I've now read 15 issues of her not having any growth.
Well, you're going to have 15 more. Yeah, I guarantee it.
You keep telling, oh, yeah, look, she's growing. She's able. Oh, look, now she's doing constructs, and now she's overcome this. She realized she's a Green Lantern, and she's not going to be the fear. You know, she won't be a Yellow Lantern. She's green. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Oh, yeah, by the way. No. None of this is any good. Not to mention, she's laying in her bed with her freaking Green Lantern ring on the night table next to her bed, not on her freaking hand. That drove me nuts. I mean, come on. She's got... Doesn't she have a her, does her sister have a kid or something? No, she doesn't, right?
It's Simon's, yeah.
But someone's going to take that ring because she's stupid.
I don't know. I think, like I said, I wish they would have had this issue prior to wait until 15.
If this was the Rebirth one-shot to introduce you to this character, it would be okay.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But 6 months plus, 7 months into this story, I'm done.
You had to build up to this point, though.
You could have built up to this point in 3 issues.
Okay, I understand that.
No, I'm going to keep saying it.
Okay,
I'm going to keep saying it. This is trash. Trash.
I really totally enjoy this issue.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of stuff that I did enjoy.
And, oh, my goodness.
And this one actually felt personable for me as to where they never really have. The only person that we, or myself, have actually really liked was Frank in this whole book.
Yeah.
From the get-go. But this one was actually diving down into each one of their characters.
Yeah, and it was great. In the last issue, how it ends with Volthoom is in Rami's body. But yeah, let's not talk about the one interesting thing that's happened in this entire series.
Well, sometimes you gotta take baby steps to get to the overall picture.
Yeah, and sometimes I need to stop reading a comic book before my head explodes.
Now, like you said, I started to read this twice, and I was like, I can't do this shit anymore. But once I finally did read it, I really did enjoy the issue a lot. I enjoyed you could say it's not character development or whatever, but I think both of them had character development through this issue.
Okay.
Just because Simon wasn't an actual ass through the whole thing, I know it showed like that one splash panel where she's having the big anxiety attack, like, I can't do this, I can't do this, and then it has, like, a couple other things.
Okay.
Like, I catch the sub, I can't catch the sub, or whatever.
Right.
I thought that was beautifully done. Just because it shows all the things that's flooding through her mind at once.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know. I'm letting you say.
But... I mean, I understand. I knew as soon as I got done with it, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is might be my second best issue of Green Lanterns. The first being the introduction to Frank. I was like,
the Green Lanterns.
Yeah, I was like, Aaron's going to hate this one.
This book, like you said, you started reading it twice, or you read it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This book took me almost an hour and a half to get through. Because I would read a couple panels and be so angry at the book that I'd just put it down. And I'm like, you know what? Done. And then I'm like, oh, I got to finish this stupid book so I can talk about it on the podcast. And then I'd read like a page or two. And I'm like, why am I reading this? You know, basically I was having my own Jessica Cruz conversation in my head about right. I can't do it, I can't do it, I have to do it, I can't do it, I have to do it, I can't do it, I did it. And then Batman didn't show up at my house. So, or in a hologram image.
Yeah, from the ring.
But I'm going to be honest, this is not, contrary to what the comic says, this is not the Batman and Green Lantern's team up that I've been hoping for.
I can understand that.
I
can understand that.
I would rather have any other Green Lanterns. I don't even care. Anyone. Any of them, please.
Hmm.
I mean, I would rather have, like... I don't care. Anyone. It doesn't even have to be the other human Green Lanterns. Put Batman on Mogo. Just have a comic of just him walking around looking at leaves, and it will be better than anything with these Green Lanterns.
Oh, Aaron.
Oh, look at how pretty this planet is. Why, thank you, Batman. End of issue. Better than this garbage.
You just have a dark heart.
No, I don't. I just hate wasting my time.
Okay, fair enough. So what's the next book that you didn't waste your time on?
Well, I didn't even read Harley Quinn because... and you know what the sad thing is? I probably would have enjoyed it more than that book.
All right.
I'll be honest with you. I did not read this issue of Justice League Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Or Justice League, because I think it's like kind of a tie-in.
I read both.
Okay.
And... is a tie-in.
Yeah, I'm waiting for next week for the sixth issue to come out, and I'm just going to sit and read the whole thing at once.
Yeah. And the Suicide Squad, the Justice League vs. Suicide Squad, I'm loving. I'm loving the aspects of it. I'm loving the team-ups. I'm loving the contrast. I'm loving the villain.
Cool.
Right? But yeah. For Justice League, and I know I'm going to get hate tweets about this, but I don't care. That issue was garbage.
No, but it served its purpose. It did so good and blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what you said. I didn't remember what you said about Green Lanterns. But.
Okay, it's a Justice League book, right?
Yeah.
And it's the whole book about Steve Trevors.
Well, wasn't the last issue of Justice League not about anyone in the Justice League as well?
Well, at least it had something to do with the Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Crossover story.
Okay.
It was about Max Lord, who you haven't read, but is, you know, one of the main bad guys in the Suicide Squad storyline, right? But this book is about Steve Trevor, who is drawn like Oliver Queen.
Okay.
So, like, for the first couple of panels, I'm like, what the hell's... Oh, that's cool. Ollie's not infected by the villain, right?
Right.
Which, do you know who the villain is? The main villain?
I don't remember the first issue too much. I just remember
that... because it's different than that, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I have no idea.
Do you want me to spoil it for you or no?
I mean, is it a big, shocking reveal, or is it...
Well, it's somebody that I haven't seen since, like, the 90s, so... And I loved it back then, but...
Yeah, you may as well tell me.
It's a Eclipso.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so, like, as soon as I saw Eclipso on there, I was like, oh my god, yes! Well, this whole issue deals with fucking Steve Trevors on Earth not being Eclipsoed, I guess.
Okay.
And then he, like, sees Diana flying in the sky and, like, yells at her, and then she, like, looks down and half of her face is Eclipsoed, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, the Justice League's pretty much taken over the United States. Because they're infected by Eclipso. But the whole point is, why Steve Trevors? Why? Why couldn't it be Ollie? Why couldn't it be some other minor Justice Leaguer?
Yeah.
Because I don't care about Steve Trevor unless he's doing Steve Trevor things in Wonder Woman.
I think you mean Steve Trevor things in the Wonder Woman comic.
Yeah.
Not Steve Trevor things in Wonder Woman, because that's just kind of...
Well, phrasing, right? But that's my point. So, to me, this was... Justice League was probably my worst book of the week, just for that fact. Because yeah. I understand that it's a tie-in issue, but I figured we can tie in with somebody else more important than that. But maybe he'll play a bigger part here next week or whatever. But this just felt like a filler episode or issue, like a filler right. episode of a TV show.
Interesting.
So, next book.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Let's see. What else do we have? We could talk He-Man and Thundercats.
You know what? I did not read He-Man and Thundercats.
All right. So I guess we won't talk about that.
I have nothing against He-Man or the Thundercats, but I didn't. Honestly, I didn't even realize it was out. I probably great. Wouldn't have read it anyway. I mean, maybe I'd get that if they release a trade, but I'm not going to sit and read a monthly, you know?
It's great. It brings me back to my kid days.
Huh. Well, it's because you're old as hell.
Well, you're older, so.
Shut up, Ronnie.
All right, so what do you want to argue about next? Because I know we're going to.
You want to argue about Batman?
We can argue about Batman.
I hated this issue less than I hated issue 14.
This was probably my single favorite Batman issue of this run.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought the art was fantastic. I really liked when it was kind of cutting between the like really old style art.
Yes,
and the
great.
Newer stuff. I thought that it looked fantastic.
That's because it's Mitch, man. And
oh
Mitch
yeah, he's great.
Oh yeah.
My issue with it is that it's still. I mean, why does it have to be seven pages of Batman and Catwoman like embracing, almost kissing, with, you know, like I once the story started going, I enjoyed it a lot. I liked, you know, the backstory of her friend.
Mm-hmm. Holly.
Yeah, and you get the answers, sort of,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, what Catwoman did or didn't do.
Right.
Which you knew, obviously, was, you know, it was going to turn out something like that. That she was just kind of taking the rap for somebody.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know.
There's no... Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I was a poor white kid that grew up in a trailer park, right?
Okay.
But, like, as you grow up, there's always that one girl, that one poisonous, toxic relationship girl that you're head over heels about, but every time you get with her, then shit goes crazy. And so then you break up, and then it could be like that midnight booty call type thing, right? And then you're like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And then as soon as it happens, then you're like, why, right? But when you're in that moment, everything's right in the world. Per se, right?
So are you are you trying to tell me that you are Batman?
No, I'm just
because
saying.
I think Martin's gonna have some issues with that.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying that that's like during the quote unquote dark times of me growing up,
right?
Like this issue punched me right in the gut because it was like on that personal level, I was like, oh. I can see myself when I had a relationship with so-and-so, right?
Right.
And it's just like where... And then what happens at the end of the book? She screws him over, right?
Yep.
And she's on the run. And so, I mean, that's always what happens. That girl screws you over every time. But you're blinded by it, or you're like deadened to it. like emotionally, like where you put up that wall and you're like, I'm not going in too deep. Well, then once you cross that threshold, then you're like, I'm already in again.
Right.
And then even though you know it's coming and she's going to pull the rug out from under your feet again or Rochambeau you. But yeah, this, I'm telling you, it's that impactful part of the story for me personally.
Okay.
Plus Mitch's art. Best issue of the series for me. Now, where do we go from here? I'm ready. Like, gloves are off. I'm ready to go. Right?
Right.
And I can see Batman in that state with her, but also how he's mentally and... Well, you could tell he's mentally unstable from here, right? Because
right.
of the I Am Suicide arc. And then plus losing Dick and... Or Tim, I mean.
Yep.
Right. And then spoiler, I don't know if this fits in with the whole spoiler thing or not. Like, timeline, right?
Right.
So you know he's, like, mentally broken. And she's his emotionally broken part, right? So it's all, like, it's all turned on its head, basically, where he's not making clear enough decisions or even maybe getting that close or whatever, and then he's like, oh, the hell with it, I do. Now I'm going to take you back to the jail, and then boom, she's gone. Because the Batman that's on, just like that one thing with Holly, right? Where she cuts his throat or his cheek or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it was a surprise, but, I mean, at that point, he should have known that Holly was the one that killed everybody, right?
Yeah.
Or had something to do with it. And so then he would have had his guard up. Well, you know, at this state in the game, he's tired, you know. They just had rooftop sex. You know, she just burnt him again by running off, right? And who knows, I guess he slept for, what, an hour there or whatever? So you don't know when he slept because whatever. Well, then she catches him off guard.
Right.
An unknown, like, Holly catches him off guard. So, I don't know.
So,
that's just me.
I hear everything you said, but I don't like it. No, I'm joking. Like I said, I like this issue better than I liked the last one. Because, you know, once it got past the first few pages and it actually got into, you know, like the real... meat and potatoes of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. It's I think Tom King does. He writes people very well.
Right.
And like you were saying, you can tell the human side of this issue. And
right.
You know, so that was. It was. Very much appreciated after last issue felt kind of like a lot of it was just, you know, oh, let's throw in some silly name dropping stuff. You
right.
know, it didn't have the depth that this one did.
Yeah.
And at
yeah.
first, this one didn't feel like it had the depth that it ended up with either. So,
okay.
You know, I'm glad that it turned itself around. And, I mean, I'm going to keep reading Batman no matter what. You know, like, there was never a doubt in my mind. And,
right.
You know, I'm also very interested to see what the next step in the Bane story is. Because I
yeah.
think that's coming up
yeah.
next.
Yeah, that's next.
So, it'll be... I'm very interested to see where this Batman goes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that because I thought the issue before, so Rooftops Part 1,
right,
wasn't as in depth or emotionally I mean, it still had its emotions, I think, for me, but I think this one really drove the nail home.
I can see that.
You know, as to where there, you know, it's like she's playing cat and mouse games with her feelings or whatever, because she's confrontational, but she's not confrontational, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want to address the big issue, so then, you know, hey, let's go fight Kite Man, or, you know, insert sub-villain here.
Right.
Just to avoid the stuff, and then this is her breaking point of where she can't escape. So, I don't know. I guess, like, the cat and mouse part of it was interesting, you know, pun intended, because right. It's Catwoman. But, you know, in this issue here, we see the actual emotional effect that it has on Batman also.
Yeah.
Like, it really pours out.
Yeah, I mean, it sets up their future as being very interesting to see when they reconnect at some point, because you know that she won't be gone for ever.
Yeah.
It'll
like
be interesting
water and
to
gasoline.
See. Right.
Every
no matter
time.
How many times I put water in my car gas tank, it doesn't do anything.
Yep. It might say it's full, but it sure in the hell ain't going to run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it definitely... I'm glad that I liked it more, you know, than
yeah, right.
14.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So
what about Trinity? Do you hate it, too?
You know what? I don't hate it. But it was maybe my least favorite issue.
Why is that?
I don't even know. I just was not feeling this issue. You know, like when you're reading it, and I'm just like, you know, it's not bad, but I'm just finding my mind kind of drifting.
I can see that. Yeah.
You know, I love the art. I think, you know, His art is amazing, and I'm glad that he did this one again, especially after the first one was so good.
Right.
But yeah, there's just something with that kid, you know, and just the whole
mongrel baby.
Yeah, like the whole story of this issue. I was just like, okay, you know.
Yeah, it's where. It kind of. I mean, I liked it, but I didn't enjoy this one like I enjoyed the others.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how I feel.
Because, like, Poison Ivy was like, now she's like all sympathetic and like, oh, this can happen, this can happen, but like, I didn't get that from the other issues at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No,
you know?
it makes perfect sense. Like, the first issue of this series, when it was the three of them having dinner, I was like, oh man, this is going to be so great. And then the second, like, issues 2 through 4, where it was kind of each of their dream worlds, I guess.
Right.
It was interesting seeing them interacting, or in Batman's case, not interacting with...
Yeah.
You know, with their past. You know, Superman got to see his father again. You know, like, stuff like that. And it was great to see it, especially, you know, like, kind of looking at it from the outside, you know, knowing, oh, okay, obviously this isn't going on. You know, there's something. And then, you know, once you see that they are under whatever.
Right.
But then, like, this issue, It just didn't, like, really grab me. And, like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it like those other issues.
Yep, I can
and
understand
there,
that.
There were parts of it that I did very much. I liked the little side conversations about, you know, when Lois is talking to Ivy, and Ivy's like, you know, I got to figure out why, I'm trying to figure out why, like, billionaire Bruce Wayne is hanging out with some farmer in Kansas, you know, in his barn. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
But, you know, just overall, it's like, all right, you know, I mean, let's see where it goes from here. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, this was like the meh issue, I guess, of the series so far, so... But I still have faith in it, so...
Oh, yeah. No. I'm absolutely still in. You
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one that drives me sort of crazy. I know we talk about editor's notes and how I like mm-hmm. when books will put editor's notes, but I don't like when books put editor's notes about something that happened literally two issues before.
Right.
Like in this one. Where they're like, oh yeah, they've since issue 2, this has been going on. And you're like, okay, this is issue 5. I remember issue 2. You know, it's not like I'm at issue 380, and it's like, remember in issue 105, these two things happened? You're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Right, yeah. Now that you say that, editor's note, I do.
Yeah. You know, you know what? I don't remember that exactly, so I'm going to quick grab those comics and look at them again. I don't need a refresher of... Especially because the same thing is still happening. When it's just like, oh yeah, they've been trapped in a surreal dream world. So, really? Thank you. They're still there. I get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the art is spectacular. You know, so that's one thing that I fully appreciated as I was kind of floating through the issue. Maybe this issue put me in a dreamlike state.
Maybe. Where do you want to go from there, sir?
I don't know. Your choice.
Nightwing?
Sure, Nightwing was awesome.
I did enjoy Nightwing.
I think Nightwing was my favorite issue of the week.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to have to go Batman number one. Or Batman as number one. And then... the book we'll talk about next, number 2, and then I'm gonna have to say Green Lantern is number 3. Sorry, Martin's gonna like flip his shit and throw stuff off the desk because we didn't even talk about Superman yet or whatever. But yeah,
none of the three books would have been in my top 3 that you mentioned.
Well, that's why we do this show.
Ah, jeez.
So Nightwing.
Yeah. What do you think of Nightwing?
It was great. It was all the way up until like the end when Mr. Nice was a bad guy, which we knew anyway.
Right.
But it was just like one of those throw it in your face type moments. But I said it was great. And I said I liked it all the way up until that point. That doesn't mean that I hated it. I'm just saying it was like one of those reveals that I wish it was a surprise, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I do like how he was doing it, though.
Yeah.
Where, you know, with the different tech stuff that basically mimicked the other people. And I like he's wearing a Nightwing mask, even though, you know, it was interesting. This is the Nightwing that I enjoy very much. And I liked, I just forgot what her name was, Defacer.
Yes.
At the end, you know, basically.
Turns him over, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's really turning him over because it's the one cop that's kind of cool.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Like, Dick was thinking they were doing something else, and then it's like, hey... you need to talk to this chick because she forced me to.
Yep.
You know, not I'm turning you over to the bad guys type of double cross, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but like this Nightwing is the Nightwing that I grew up with. It feels so much like it, you know, where he is actually solving everything, you know, piecing stuff together as he's doing, you know, cool stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun.
Yeah. It's a fun issue. I agree.
Yeah. And again, I'm curious to see, you know, how everything is going to go down. I think it's funny, though, that even though he's there saving people and people are like, oh, Nightwing saved me, even and then you got the idiot wearing a Nightwing mask and they're still like, Nightwing's evil. Like, wait a minute. He just pulled the mask off the guy. It's just silly. But I enjoy it.
I do. I enjoyed it too. It's a good issue. The art's solid on it, so.
Oh yeah. I don't even know
and
who does the art.
And this Nightwing in Bloodhaven. So I guess since he went to Bloodhaven almost that it's been a better book.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah, it really seems to have like found its footing.
Right.
That the first couple issues were kind of let's wrap up, you know, what was going on in Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now it's like, all right, do your thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you could tell Tim Seeley is definitely, it seems like he's having a lot more fun with it.
Yeah, agreed.
Because, I mean, it's definitely, it seems like a very quick read.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it just grabs you and there's good action. It's funny. It's, you know, that's everything. And the art is great too, so.
Right. It's a dense read, too, though, really. I mean, because there's not a lot of meat and potatoes. Everything there is pretty face value type stuff.
Right.
Right? Agree to that or no?
I mean, I think yes and no. Because, I mean, it does kind of, you know, it's really setting up a lot of stuff with all these people.
Well, yeah.
You know, at the same time of whatever, I just forgot what they were calling themselves.
Yeah, I don't remember either. The support group?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but
I'm totally spacing on it.
Yeah, I'm totally dead at the moment, so I have like zombie brain.
Yeah, but. It's. I mean, I keep saying it's fun. It's just a fun read, you know. I've always liked Nightwing, and I'm glad that it finally feels like Nightwing again, because it's been a few years since we've had a good Nightwing book.
Agreed.
So,
did you read Green Arrow? I take that as a no.
No, I did. I did suffer through Green Arrow.
Okay. I like the art.
Really?
Yeah.
I
do.
I'm not sure I do. It's like a weird mix between like painted and not, and I don't know. It's just I don't mind the style of it. But I just don't think that the artist, like, you know, looking at the title page.
Right.
Where he's shooting the arrow in front of the moon with the rope on it. That is not how people's hands work.
I don't know. I enjoyed this issue more than I had and been enjoying Green Arrow.
I think I agree with that.
But I mean, I have not like it's a big step up either.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think I enjoyed this one more than I had been enjoying Green Arrow, but I have not been enjoying Green Arrow at all.
Right. Yeah. I can agree with that.
You know, I think the last issue with Merlin giving the most ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, the dialogue.
Movie villain speeches. Remember me. I am Naka Merlin, the father of your friend. I'm like, oh, good. Thank you for that.
That's a great impersonation.
Thank you. I've been working on it for 2 weeks.
Maybe DC will give you some
I can
DC
do their
Lego movies.
Yeah, maybe I'll do their animated specials. I did think that officer leading the team and just basically, hey, we're just going to go here and just kill all the criminals. Right, I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not interested in this book that it's... Even in enjoying it, I'm not enjoying it, if you know what I mean.
Yep. I'm right there with you. I understand.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's almost like it's broke and I'm not sure how to fix it type thing. Because, like, Ollie's not being Ollie to me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I mean, to me, I understand that he's like the, what are they calling it, the liberal tree hugger or whatever that the dirty cop calls him or whatever.
Right.
But, and I understand that, yeah, he's on that side and all that stuff, which I don't care, because I don't care what side of government you are on, you know what I'm saying, or political party you are.
Right.
But, like, for me, like, he's, like, he's not doing Ollie things. Like, he just sat down in the middle of the highway and was going to let the dude shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
Come on. That's not Ollie. And then all of a sudden we have the new Red Arrow.
Well, I'm glad that she's back. Because
yeah,
Emmy's,
I'm glad she
cool.
was there too, because he was being too much of a pussy to do anything. True or not?
Yeah, you know what though? My only complaint is, why is she wearing Converse?
Because you've got to be up to date and hipster.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to be jumping on rooftops and yeah. crazy fighting, you're going to want a shoe with a little more ankle support.
Hey, NBA players could wear it back in the 40s and 50s.
I mean, listen, for about all of my teens and early 20s, I don't think I wore anything that was not a Converse. But seriously, those things, I mean,
what do you want her to have, red MJs or something?
I don't know, something that gives, like, I don't know.
Or a tactical red shoe?
Yeah, maybe high heels or something. No.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. I thought that was, like, one of the coolest parts of her costume.
Huh.
For me. Because I was like, oh, look, red Converse. That's cool. Because the rest of her outfit's kind of stereotypical.
Well, I mean, because that's sort of what she wears.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I like it. All right, so go to Superman.
Okay. What do you want me to say about Superman?
Did you like it?
I did, actually. I have a couple issues with plot stuff. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I enjoyed it. My biggest issue is I don't understand why you're going to spend all this time assembling all of these Superman and Justice League people, like, in everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, look, I get why they're doing it. But for him to do it and then be like, yep, I don't need you because I'm Superman. Like,
yep.
That probably was my least favorite thing that has happened in this Superman series.
I can see that.
But,
maybe.
But, I mean, besides that, I thought this issue was much better than the last one.
I definitely agree with that, yeah.
You know, it was... I enjoyed seeing him...
Supercarrot?
Or all of them. Well, no, I mean, I enjoyed seeing them going from, you know, Earth to Earth, trying to, you know, convince the people why, mm-hmm. hey, no, we're not enemies. Listen, this is what's really going on.
Yeah.
You know, that to me was a lot of fun.
And I always, for some reason, I always enjoy those issues.
Like
the alternate Earth ones.
Okay.
I guess. Kind of like, well, I know, but like Spider-Verse with in Marvel, where they went to different Earths to save the other Spider-Man, and you get to see like the different incarnations of them.
Right.
Kind of, you know, like here, I guess. And even like in Trinity, when Mongrel's sitting on the throne of Superman's Yeah, well, he's sitting on the throne, and there's, like, Superman bodies all over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, how he's killed him thousands of times.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But, like here, I that's always interesting to me. It's, I guess that part was more interesting and enjoyable than the overall story?
I guess I could see that. You know, like, this is my least favorite arc of this run.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed this issue a lot more than I was expecting to, because the last one kind of left me flat.
Right, yeah.
There were parts of it I really liked, like the guy who's kind of collecting all the Supermen. I like seeing, you know, who was in that collection.
Right.
But then they, you know, this issue was just the other side of it, I guess. So now Superman has a collection of Supermen. But, I mean, for me, like you said, I always enjoy seeing the alternate versions of things. So seeing, like, you know, I like how it started with the Justice League of, who was it? The Justice League of Assassins.
Right, yeah.
You know, so you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting that, you know, on this world they're, you know.
Assassins?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm pretty much the same thing. Like, I love seeing the different incarnations of Superman.
Yeah.
But the overall story part, it's kind of... I don't hate it. I don't dislike it, but I don't love it or like it either.
Right. You know, the one thing that, for me, has really made this Superman run fantastic is the relationship with him and Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, also Lois, but I think that making Superman human has made him much more interesting in my eyes.
Yeah.
And this, so far, it seems like old Superman that, you know, it might not be bad, it might not be amazing, but it's not, you know, I don't really care.
Right. So it's not living up to the rebirth style of Superman, is what you're saying.
I don't think so.
The standards that you hold for him since rebirth started.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. That, you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's not bad. This issue is still better than a lot of the stuff that I read this week.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, Superman was always a number one book. And now it's, you know, like, last couple have been middle of the pack.
Right.
So.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now my number two favorite book of the week?
Raven?
No.
I didn't read Raven, because I realized I forgot to read the last issue of Raven.
All right. Fair enough.
I didn't read issue...
Because I haven't read it yet either.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, I didn't read issue 4. And I was like... I read the first page of this one, and I'm like, I have no recollection of what happened in the last issue. So then I quick grabbed the last one, and I start flipping through, and I'm like, oh, because I never read this last issue. So I have those two sitting for me to read. And I think... 6 is the last one, so I think I might just wait for 6 to come out and just read 4, 5, and 6 in one shot.
6 is the last one.
Okay.
But that's not the book that I was talking about.
Oh, Harley Quinn.
Talking about. No.
Oh, okay. Justice League? You like Justice League, right?
Justice League of America, the Ray, yes.
Yeah. I think...
This is the third one shot. And the third time that I totally didn't give a shit about the character, that I enjoyed this book and gave and cared more than going into it.
Yeah. Also, did you notice that Jody Houser was credited by mistake on the cover?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I saw her tweeting yesterday, maybe, or 2 days ago. I don't even know. Today's Saturday. Maybe she was doing it on a Wednesday. She's like, no, I was miscredited. I didn't write this. It was all Steve Orlando. I just want to make sure, you know, because people apparently were sending her tweets like, oh, I really enjoyed the issue. Yeah. And she's like, no, he is the one that wrote this. I had nothing to do with this. It was just an error.
Yeah.
She did the last one. She did Vixen with him, and also she's going to be doing Killer Frost next week.
Yes.
So.
She's got the girls, and he's got all of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think, but, did I say last week? I think it's kind of, she's writing them, and he's kind of just like, this is what needs to happen.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, obviously I have no idea.
He's steering the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's whatever. Like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
It was Vixen. But this issue, like the raid, did you care about the raid before?
I ever really read anything. You know, besides like an appearance here or there.
Right.
It's always been a, you know, like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. He exists.
Yeah. I don't know, this is, I mean, I don't know if I'd read an ongoing. I definitely read a mini.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And, which Killer Frost is probably the one I was looking forward to the most, one shot coming out of these four.
Yeah.
If this amps up and is like the rest of them, then I'm going to enjoy Justice League of America.
Yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed Steve Orlando. It's a shame that I just do not care about Supergirl. But, yeah.
It's because you're sexist.
Yeah, that's exactly why. It's not because it's a garbage comic. But when, I think I said it last time, probably actually with all three of these issues so far, when the team was announced for who was going to be in this new Justice League of America.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Batman, that's awesome. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on with the rest of this team?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All of these issues have absolutely gotten me excited about that book.
Yep. Totally agree, dude. Totally agree.
You know, I mean, Captain Planet was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know it's not actually Captain Planet. You know, Vixen, I don't care about Vixen at all. I love that issue. And then this one with the Atom. Not the Atom, the Ray.
Yeah, the Ray. The Atom.
The first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just so good. You know, and as someone that hasn't read a lot of it, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if his origin is different or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But it's
kind of like what we were saying with Vixen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this background story of him made me feel feelings.
That you didn't know you had?
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's sitting in a house that is completely sealed off from the outside world. Yeah. With, like, steel plates over the windows. You know, the door is like a submarine door with, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff on it.
Right.
You know, or like a bank vault, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's allowed like the dim TV for a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
You know?
And his mom's an ass to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how he has the issue and it's his birthday and he knows that he can't have candles and all she does is yell at him. About,
yeah.
I have one small window. Like, so yeah. You can go outside. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Which also leads me to question how things get into the house.
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess she does go outside on occasion.
Well, see, and that's the part of the issue that I didn't understand. Is because, see, I assumed that he was in, like, a panic room kind of thing. I mean, it might just not be a room. It might be a couple of rooms, right? But then, like, I assume that she could do other stuff. She just didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's my guess. But if she does go out shopping for food or clothing and stuff, Mm-hmm. Why would she be so angry that her only connection to the outside world is a small window?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, why is she so pissed off? He's the one that should be pissed off.
Yeah, well, I mean, he...
Because he can't do anything.
He is pissed off by the end.
Well, yeah. Right. But I'm just saying, like, more so than her.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I guess at the same time, if that's how you grow up, you know?
You don't know any different?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he doesn't really know... I mean, obviously, he sees on the television, so he's got to know, you know, something's
right.
different, but...
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. You were supposed to know these things.
Well, it's my second favorite book of the week, so what does that tell you?
That you have good taste in one book?
So, what's your top three, then?
My top three? Nightwing, this, and Aquaman, probably.
Okay. See, I even enjoyed the other three books over Aquaman, and Aquaman's, like, right up there with me. You know how Aquaman is with me, so...
You're so wrong.
But it's so good to feel so right.
Yeah, like, I'm looking through this Ray right now, and, you know... She literally says to him, I get it's tough never leaving the house, but I've got one window. Try to understand. One window is my only connection to the world outside.
Okay. So then why can't she go outside?
I don't know.
I mean, does she choose not to because she's the mother and doesn't want to leave him alone?
I guess, but how...
Little kids think?
How do they survive if one window... I mean,
take out.
Yeah, but if it's her only, like, she could talk to a delivery guy.
Right, yeah, I know.
She could talk to a friend that comes over to drop off meals.
Yeah.
Or medicine or something.
That.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, the mother, you definitely get the sense that you hate her.
Yeah.
You know, and you feel bad for the kid.
For him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his birthday. He knows that he can't have a candle. So let's yell at him about it.
Yep. Yeah, it's brilliant.
I mean, one day of the year that you don't have to be an ass.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't be, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I liked a lot when he first gets outside. And, of course, it's nighttime, so, you know, he's kind of okay. But then when he's hanging out on the street corner.
Yeah. Now, that was another thing. Did you think the kids were, like, going to, like, poke fun of him or beat him up, maybe, when they called him over? Or do you think they were actually being nice?
I don't know. Because
I got the sense of, like, where he's totally naive and oblivious, and he's like, oh, people are talking to me. I'm going to go over there. And then they're going to be asses to him.
Yeah, like, well, I think also because he's kind of just standing there staring at them.
Well, yeah.
Right, like, from across the street.
Right, yeah.
But I...
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is, like, you know, put younger Aaron situation.
Oh, I definitely would have been making fun of the person.
Okay, exactly.
But at the same time, I would be being nice to the person, because that's just me.
Right. Okay, what about your group, though?
They're
making fun of relentlessly.
Yeah, it's pretty much all we did.
Yeah, okay. So, see, and that's what I'm saying, is, like, he's, like, naive, because he hasn't had that interaction before.
Right.
And he's like, oh, these kids are talking to me, I'm gonna go see, you know.
Yeah, I like when they're asking him if he did his hair in the dark.
But, you know, I don't know. I like it.
I do, too.
There is one thing, like the whole shave the sides, the half haircut thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be two of the four characters that we see that have the same haircut.
Well, maybe that's what their team trademark is.
All right. Well, you tell me how you like it when Bruce Wayne does it.
Yeah, oh, my God. Could you? That would be the greatest thing ever. If they're all standing there holding, like, a razor looking at Lobo. He's like, I'm not going to do that. The main man doesn't shave my head.
Yeah. Are you got anything else, brother?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's... Yeah, I mean, just going back to the Ray again. Like, I like... I mean, the weird coincidence how he finds his friend.
Yeah.
You know, but... Yeah. It, I don't really even know fully what his power set is.
Right.
But I like it. It's, I'm very much looking forward to, I guess, next, after the Killer Frost one, there's the Justice League of America Rebirth one-shot, I think.
One-shot, yeah, right.
So I'm curious, very curious to see how they all get together.
Yeah.
Because it seems
so
like
what, we're 2 months away, I guess.
No, isn't
is that
it
right?
2 weeks? Because Killer Frost is next week, and then it's
you're right.
Isn't it February?
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, because February 1st next week's the 25th, and then February 1st is the yeah.
Yep, because these were coming out weekly.
Yep. Yeah, it's. It's good. I'm glad there were a couple books this week that kept my excitement for comic books, because I'm just like sludging through some of them.
You're inconceivable.
You keep using that word, and I don't think it means what you think it means.
That's funny.
Well, I guess if you got nothing else,
I got nothing.
Okay. Well. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Rebirthically. You can tweet to me at Aaron S. Bell. You can tweet to Ronnie at RonBar316. You can tweet the show directly at NL Rebirthically. You can email the show at rebirthically@gmail.com. And I think that's it. That's everything, right?
That's it. I think that's everything.
Cool.
I thought you were going to give a long, pregnated pause.
The hell is pregnated?
A pause. A long pause.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, that's a podcast, right?
Yeah, I'll let you do it this time.
No, I don't care.
Well, you just did it, so why am I going to say it?
Well, I thought that's where you were going, and then you stopped. And I think that's it, right? And then I was like, damn it, really? That was it?
No, like I legit lost my mind.
See?